This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the state or the country you're in. On this Wind Down Wednesday. Yes. Do you feel the wind? Do you feel it winding down? I don't know about you, but the week, it seems like it's just zipping by. We hope that your day, your morning is off to a great start. It's 7:37. Today, of course, is June the 12th. And you look up and you wonder where the year has gone, where the days are going. They're just simply flying by. And if you're just getting started this morning, it looks like it's going to be a wonderful day. And as the day wears on, I don't know about you, but I'm trying to figure out how to dress cooler and comfortable to beat the sweltering heat. And you know what? We say sweltering heat, but it hadn't even gotten probably as hot as it's going to get. But prepare yourself for a hot day. And you know what? As you're starting your day, we want to remind you that there are a lot of kids that are in summer school. And so school buses are rolling. And unfortunately, there's still kids that are having to stand at bus stops this morning that are trying to get there. So as you're traveling in, we want to encourage you, as we do every single morning, to stay engaged, not only for the morning, but throughout the day, because kids are out for the summer vacation. Many of them are, as I say every single morning, they're just wherever they want to be. A lot of the kids are unsupervised, and we're seeing it more and more every day. A lot of them are engaged with iPads and headsets, and they're not paying attention. Kids riding bicycles. And when, back in the day, we used to call it double pumping. Now it's not. It's gotten a little bit more retro, where two kids are on a bike, but one is standing on the back fins of a bike, and I know that's probably not what you call them, but they're standing on the back of the bike, riding, no helmet, no nothing. So y'all, we've really, really got to stay engaged throughout the day to make sure that we're watching out for kids. I hope that you are in the right frame of mind this morning. If you're not, if your week has been harried, and we talked to some people that said, you know what, this week has been challenging. We've had some tough things to happen. And so a lot of those people had some really, really tough things that happened, things that we really needed to pray about. And so this is what I want to encourage you to do this morning. If your week has just been sort of hectic, just stop. Stop right where you are. And you can just fill your lungs, take a really deep cleansing breath. Don't just do it. Just do it with the mindset of cleansing. You know, just really filling up and blowing out and beginning to redirect your week. Your week is not over. There's still time to finish strong, to have a great day. And all you've got to do is change your expectations for the day. Change. Yesterday is over. Monday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. So move into today with great expectations. And speaking of expectations, I got to go to a quick break. But you know what last night was. It was game 3 of the NBA Finals. We got to take a break here, everybody. You're on point. The official OPT network is where you're locked into. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about the Heat and the Spurs, plus so much more. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun. And armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:48. Of course, today is Wind Down Wednesday. It's June 12th, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, go to their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, AmeriGroup Real Solutions, getting the best health care, the best doctors in the network, plus so much more. AmeriGroup Real Solutions. And Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. More than 35 years of service. Listen, if you have to have your vehicle serviced, brother and his team are right on point. You can phone them at 318-443-5741. Now, as we switch gears, I know everybody, DC, is waiting for the update of Game 3. We were super excited about it last night.
Yeah.
And all the sports fans, even people who don't necessarily like sports, were excited about Game 3. Okay, the Heat blew the Spurs out in Game 2, and I said last night before I went to bed, well, it is only apropos that one blowout deserves another. I don't know if it's about the ratings or if they just played that poorly. I mean, it was insane.
Yes, it was.
The Spurs blew the Heat out 113-70-77.
That was a complete blowout.
A complete blowout.
It was a far bigger blowout than when Miami blew out San Antonio Sunday.
And I mean, players from the Spurs bench look like they came up out of the ground.
Oh man.
It was insane. You know, there was so much hype around the game and who was going to take, you know, a 2-1 lead. Of course, the Spurs did. But when you looked at the scoring for the Spurs, they just stepped up so incredibly big that it was insane. You had Green who finished with 27 points. He shot 7 of 9 from beyond the arc. I'm talking about not just downtown.
No.
Way downtown.
He was absolutely shooting. He could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He and Neil,
uh-huh.
Everybody from the bench. You know what I'm really, you know, big shout out to Mike Howard. he believes in the Spurs.
He
is a true believer.
Uh-huh.
He said it after the blowout that Miami was not going to win.
Uh-huh.
You know, and true to what he said, it happened. I'm shocked and dismayed at the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that it happened the way that it happened. It almost leads me to believe that it's something else going on that's deeper, because you have one team that beats a team, is beating them by 30 points.
Right.
Sunday. You would think that, okay, this is a much better team than that other team that they beat.
Talking about the Heat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, Miami beating San Antonio.
Right.
But then San Antonio comes back and beats Miami even worse than they beat them.
You know, it's almost like they said, you know, our honor is on the line. We got embarrassed.
But they embarrassed Miami even worse.
I mean.
They put a bigger.
The words that came to my mind, I can't say it. I'll just say A-W and leave people to figure it out. They got spanked last night.
Man, they got the brakes beat off of them. And I'm going to tell you right now, but I don't know about the game. I can't really analyze it the way that I want, because when you look at San Antonio and how they won,
mm-hmm.
the men that they expected to win with really didn't really, you know,
didn't
Tony Parker
up.
Got a little injured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did okay, but he didn't have a stellar game. Ginobili? No, Ginobili didn't hardly do a whole lot.
Tim Duncan.
Right, but Tim Duncan did really well,
mm-hmm.
because he felt like his performance in the game before was just horrible. And I think Tim Duncan energized that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all want to see him winning, and I think they pulled out. I believe, this is what I believe, Mike, I think they pulled out the last bit that they had. took everything.
They pulled out the can last night.
And they pulled out the can and they whooped some.
Yeah, they whooped
backside.
Some. Yeah, they did. And then Neil, he scored 24 points. He was 6 of 10 from still way out, you know, on the perimeter. Leonard added 14 points, 12 rebounds. And Tim Duncan had 12 points and 14 rebounds. It was just, I'm like, what in the world is happening in these games? It's just such a roller coaster. And then you go to Miami. Dwayne Wade only scored 16 points, had 5 assists and 4 steals. But the question, DC, they're the big three, Chris Bosh, only 12 points and 10 rebounds? Now, the big player for Miami last night, you got to give it to Mike Miller. He shot the cover off the threes last night. He was a perfect 5 for 5 from downtown. He was insane.
He was hot. He shot. Every time he touched the ball, you look at him shoot it, and he just ripped.
Ripped it. And then you looked at LeBron, and I'm like, well, what is going on with LeBron, 15 points?
The B ran into a cold streak.
7 of 21 shooting last night? I mean, it just, you know, they're starting to almost look streaky. It's like, okay, what is going on with Miami Heat's big three? You know, when you get LeBron scoring only 15 points, 7 of 21, he struggled. In fact, the whole team struggled last night. And, you know, Dwayne Wade, it's like he can't find his rhythm. I don't know if he's a little hurt. I don't know, you know, if his mind just isn't right or what. But the Spurs literally broke the Heat down last night. I mean, it was just a game where you're saying, okay, at one point the score was 20-27. The Spurs led by about 7 points, and you're thinking, okay, it's close. And then at one point they just walk away. The Spurs just walk away from the Heat. There's no turning back. They literally empty their bench. We see people for the Spurs that we've never seen before. And then so I started thinking after the game was over, 113-77, I think this is going to come down to who wants the championship more. How badly does each team want to win? I think it's going to get right down to that. I don't think it has – a lot of people have said, you know, the Heat is the younger team. They've got more legs. You know, they're a faster team. They're a running team. The Spurs are older. You know, this is getting
Mike
Texas.
Said it was a shockwave.
It was a shockwave. Yeah, like a heat wave, but a shockwave. It was a spur wave. You know, I think the Spurs came out and really had to, I think they had to defend their honor. I mean, I think that they just felt like they right. stunk up the place in Miami.
Right. I think he and Mike is absolutely right. He said the Heat, they practiced for the starters, and they just weren't really prepared to how to deal with these other players. And you could see mm-hmm. on their faces that they were like, wow, what's actually going on here? They were literally shooting the cover mm. of the ball. They shot. Those 3 points that they were shooting, they were way behind the line. They weren't just shooting threes, like right by the line. They were doing Reggie Miller-style stuff. They actually stepped behind the line and shoot the ball.
At one point, yeah, you could just see him say, okay, this is the line. Let me step behind the line and shoot the cover off of it. And I'm going to tell you one thing. When you're winning like that, I said to DC, I said, you know what? When it's good, it's all good. And when it's bad, nothing would fall for the Heat. They just could not pull it together. But I think that this is what makes it exciting. People thought, and I was one of those people that said, is it going to be a sweep? You know, is San Antonio going to be able to compete with the Heat?
I'm telling you.
And so now it's an exciting series. And, you know, tomorrow is game four. You just can't wait to see what's going to happen. But you know the Heat's got to go in, and they got to be able to win. They got to be able to win in the Spurs' house.
Well, Carla, let me tell you something. When the Heat's back is against the wall, that's when they come out playing.
I don't know.
I think that happened is the fact that they blew them out the way that they did. They underestimated San Antonio, and they started thinking, yeah, they are who we thought they were,
mm-hmm.
and we might as well go ahead and get our rings now.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that you have to actually play the games because they are a real veteran team, and mm-hmm. they're not laying down, and they want to win too.
Absolutely, and I think it's going to come down to who wants it the most. But I'm going to tell you one thing. What we saw from the Spurs last night is they got an incredible bench. They went to the bench, and their bench really delivered for them. You know, Tim Duncan, you know, he was okay, but he wasn't a huge factor. As you said, Tony Parker wasn't a factor. So you got to give it up for the Spurs and for the people that stepped up and said, hey, this is our opportunity. This is our moment in the sun. We're going to take it, and we're going to shine.
But here's my philosophy on that. Those same people who could not miss a shot last night, they could not miss if they tried.
No.
Watching the next game, they can't buy a bucket.
Come on.
Watch when they start needing people. Now, I have to say, Green has been hitting. He's been shooting like that. He was shooting like that in the game they lost.
Mm-hmm.
But watch what's going to happen. Some of those people that were shooting those threes up, they had people I don't even know shooting threes.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they were just shooting threes like, and that's how they got, that lead got so big.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the Heat go down, take a shot, they miss, they go right down there, shoot a three. Then, even when they do these ridiculous layups, they got fouled and they mm-hmm. were hitting the hand once. Everything was turning into 3 points. It was like they could do no wrong. But there's a flip side to that doing no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll come a time when you can do no right.
And you know what? You gotta figure that LeBron carrying the team –
he's going to have to go in and have a heart-to-heart with the big three and the entire team and himself and say, hey, guys, you know what? We stunk up the place. This is not Miami Heat basketball. Are we going to lay down, or are we going to put, you know, are we going to put all of these rumors and innuendo to sleep that we're, you know, they're looking streaky. They're not looking like a championship team.
Well, I think what's happening too, Carlette, is they're at the back end of what I think was a little small dynasty that they had. They've got two more years on the deal, and you know, even with seeing the way that they're playing, somebody's going to have to. They're going to dismantle somebody, because
I think so too.
You mean, you know, something's going to have to happen, because they need to be energized, and they're spending so much money
mm-hmm.
on those three players.
They're top heavy.
Exactly.
Well, it's the final score, 113-77. Kudos to the Spurs. They went in and redeemed themselves. And you know what? I think the best is yet to come. We look forward to more great basketball in this series.
Mike says the element of surprise.
The element. Oh, yeah.
It's not a surprise now, though.
Hey, everybody. You're On Point, the official OPT network. We got to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us.
I used to go to dinner, then take the girl to see Tiny play against Earl the Pearl. And Will, Bingo, and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard King. And number 33, my man Kareem, is the center on my stunning team.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival. And everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m. And this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band LaCour Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun. And armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Of Oils Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, People Care by Caring People,
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. You know it's Wind Down Wednesday, and the week is winding down, but if you're just getting started or you're on your way, it's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9:09 Eastern Time, and if you're on the West Coast, it's even earlier, it's 6:09. But let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. And I don't know about you, but DC and I, every single morning that we wake up so revitalized, so refreshed. And it has so much to do with American Wholesale Mattress. Listen, if you're tossing and turning at night and you're not getting the best night's sleep, or you've got back problems and you think, oh, it's this or it's that, you know what? It simply could be you're not sleeping on the right mattress or the right pillow. American Wholesale Mattress can help you with that. Kara and David are always on point. More than 40 years of experience in the building to help you. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, let me tell you what's on point this morning. Such an incredible conversation. You might remember Rhonda Stoppy. She's been on point, and I think she's probably going to be a regular on point. We're going to call her sister and friend. Let me just remind you who she is. Rhonda Stoppy is an enthusiastic communicator, and she's an encourager that inspires women to live deliberately and to become the women that God has intended for them to be. She is also the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. Rhonda, good morning, and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and thank you for just reaching out to us as we are approaching Father's Day. And there's so many emotions for moms especially, but even deeper than that, Rhonda, those moms that are single moms that are facing the challenges day in and day out. And I know that this has been on your heart. So let's talk about those challenges and how we help those moms that have to be both mom and dad during, you know, not only Father's Day, but all year round.
Mm-hmm. Well, I the reason that the single moms are on my heart this season is because since I wrote this book, Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, I've had opportunities to talk to moms of all different walks of life. And the ones that keep resonating and burdening my heart are those single moms that come up and they say, you know, I don't have a father in the home, and the dad of my kids is either passed away or just not involved, or some of them just don't even know the father of their children. That's filled with bitterness towards this man that's abandoned us, or regret over decisions that I personally made that brought my child to this situation that he doesn't have a father in the home. Fear, I don't know if I'm doing it right. This aloneness, just feeling so alone in this task of raising children, and specifically single moms raising sons to be men. It's all fine and good until they hit junior high, and then you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
And I think for a lot of women, and I think you really are right on point about the emotions that we go through as women, whether we are single moms or we're dual, we have a mom and dad, we are all wondering if we're getting it right. But really what was on my heart the last time that we talked were single moms. And, you know, it's always been this adage that moms really can't raise boys to be men, but we know with God's word that's just not true. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think that's the first part that we have to address single moms is God's called you to this ministry of motherhood. He knew you were going to be a single mom. And let's also talk about the spiritually single moms, because you may have a husband in the home that is not a believer and either is resistant to the Christian faith or maybe just is not interested in being involved. So even that, you may not have some godly counsel in the home. But moms, first of all, we got to stop beating ourselves up. And
well, let's stop right there, okay. Rhonda. How in the world do we do that?
I don't think it's possible to do it without the Holy Spirit helping us with that task.
Mm.
We can try to, you know, think good thoughts and we can try to do well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a point that I've heard you make is we don't even really know ourselves. And the way that we learn, the best way to know ourselves is through the lens of Scripture. Nothing will peel back the hidings in our heart more than the Word of God. It pierces the heart. It grips our minds. It moves our emotions. And then it engages our behavior. It moves us toward action. So just being someone who goes to church on Sunday and hears the Bible or doesn't even go to church at all, maybe just reads from once in a while or listens to what on the radio, isn't enough. That's like just anorexic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be willing to say, you know, Jesus himself said the Word of God. He said that, live by that, like the very bread that you eat, right? And we have to not live by what we eat alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There's the word. I couldn't get that scripture out of my head. We need to know that God said, this is your resource. This is what you have to be willing to live deliberately in God's word daily. There's a Psalm 119. There's a verse that says, Lord, open my eyes that I might see wondrous things from your law.
Mm-hmm.
Show me truth. Show me. And then show me how to repent if I'm dealing with, let's say, bitterness against that man that left us.
Mm-hmm.
Every month that the bills just don't quite make up and he hasn't paid that child support or he's never paid child support. And boy, those bitterness, it just comes right up again, right?
Right.
And we have to know this is a calling. This motherhood is a calling, a ministry that we need to do by walking in the Spirit.
Absolutely.
And so we can quench the Spirit with that bitterness. And the Bible says that root of bitterness defiles many. And our children are defiled when we have that root of bitterness. And I am not saying it's easy, ladies, to say, oh, okay, I'll just forgive him and move on. It's
right,
not.
Right. And I feel in the spirit, Rhonda, so many women that are saying, but you don't know my story. And that's really what resonates inside of all of us when we have these conversations. But you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. And the other day I was at the nail salon. And I was talking to a mother that is a single mother, and I started to, and that's why when we connected again, this was great. We started talking about her son, and he didn't pass in school. Now, not only is she, Rhonda, a single mother, but she is in a situation where her son does not know his father, doesn't even know him. And she said, you know, but he's okay. He never asks about his father. But what she is doing is she is trying to give him everything that the father maybe would have done or given, but hasn't because he's not there. And one of those things, and you talk about it in the book, discipline, one of those things she has not imparted is that discipline because she feels guilty. And
right.
And I just wanted to really approach that because a lot of women are dealing with the fact that not only is dad there, but the child may not even know dad.
Right. Well, again, the motive of the heart is the answer. Out of the wellspring of the heart are the issues of life. And so whether it's guilt, whether it's fear, whether it's anger, bitterness, resentment, all of those things come back to the place that God says, the issue of your heart, let me show you the issue of your heart, and let's start there. Because once we can first identify what issues we're dealing with, and then if it's sin, call it sin, because we want to not call, well, it's my issue. It's like if it's sin, it's quenching the spirit. You can't live a passionate life that God's calling you to live if there's sin in your heart. So before we can even step outside of ourselves to discipline or train someone else properly, which is done being led by the Spirit, we have to be willing to say, Lord, I deal with my heart. show me my issues. I'm willing to repent. And it doesn't mean you have to feel it. It doesn't mean you have to feel like you want to repent as much as you just have to choose to repent. The scripture keeps rolling around in my mind as you were talking is, there is a way that seems right unto man, mm-hmm. but in the end there is destruction. So yes, moms, you can say, but you don't know my story. No, I don't know your story. I know a lot of moms' stories, but I know the moms who have had extremely hurtful, painful, abusive, awful backgrounds with ex-husbands that have found strength as they have just laid that man before the Lord, forgiven him, not necessarily because he deserves to be forgiven. Mm-hmm. You deserve to be free, ladies. And bitterness and love are very similar. They knit your heart to that person either way. And so we think that we can't be free from them if we're bitter toward them. We wake up and it's so cruel. They may not even be giving you a second thought.
Mm-hmm.
But you're waking up and, oh, you know, that your son just said something that I wish his father was here to handle that. And there's that bitterness
right.
again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I know some of you don't turn the radio off. Some of you are going, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I do.
Absolutely,
women,
you do.
I do. And the women who have obeyed the Lord, this isn't Rhonda's mandate. This is God's mandate to all of us, that your root of bitterness will defile many. And so are you willing to trust God and say, I believe you can do good things through my obedient heart, and that you can parent this child through me. And ladies, you're not alone in this. The Bible says, God says, I'm a father to the fatherless. So if you're walking in intimacy with the Lord, if you're walking with a repentant heart, and that means, you know, taking those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ, that means choosing to think whatever is good and lovely and just and commendable and pure and lovely every time those thoughts come to your mind. And how did Jesus show us to battle Satan
mm-hmm.
with the word of God.
Absolutely.
So it may mean memorizing some scripture that will speak it out loud. Ladies, Satan can't read your mind. So when you're just trying to, you know, rebuke him in your mind, he didn't hear a thing. But being able to use a scripture that speaks directly to that fear or that bitterness that you're struggling with.
Hey, Rhonda Stoppy is our guest. Her book is called Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. You're on Point, the official OPT network. Let me get a break here, everybody, but this is a conversation you want to stay on point for. We're back after this.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun. And armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary and his team. And if I haven't told you once, I don't know how many times I got to tell you, they're giving away free iPad 2s when you qualify and get signed up. All you've got to do is go over there and find out how to get the best channels, how to get the best savings, but most importantly, how to get your iPad 2. 318-767-2220. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor. She's serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, Rhonda and I are having a great conversation on and off the air. Rhonda Stoppy is the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. I think it's not only an incredible book, it's almost a handbook for mothers Rhonda, and I just want to thank you for the heart that you have for women and for this very open dialogue. And during the break, I posed to Rhonda this question, and I want to share it with you all as well, or this scenario, if you will. I have many friends who are single mothers raising sons. One of my friends is terribly, terribly bitter, is not even a good enough adjective to describe how she feels about the rejection, not necessarily of her, but the rejection that the father has for the son. He has left the family and never looked back, doesn't call, doesn't engage, doesn't know what's going on with his son, as is the story for many women. And then we say to those women, trust God. Well, when you really don't understand the word of God, or you believe in God, or you know about God, this is a real challenge for a lot of those women. And then we see our sons hurting and hungry for that male attention. And what women do, because we think so differently from men, is we start to overcompensate. She said, yeah, I'm sending him to a hitting coach, and he's being coached in baseball. He's on point with all his gear. He's got the best of everything. He looks like a pro. So we start overcompensating. How do we speak to those women as we are approaching Father's Day? And what do we say to those women to say to their boys or their young men?
Well, I think for the experience that I have had, I have my nephew, my sister-in-law, my nephew was born, and his biological father, who was her husband at the time, saw him once in the hospital and never saw him again. Sent the money every month faithfully, but never saw her son again. And when her son hit about junior high age, even though my brother had married my sister-in-law when my nephew was about 2 years old, when he hit the junior high age is when all of those abandonment issues start showing themselves, and it's no matter how wonderful the stepfather is, there are abandonment issues that a child will have to deal with. The best advice I can give you is to get good counsel and to have yourself in a place where you are exposed to other men that think like men, that can help you through a man's eyes see what's the next step and what my son is dealing with and how to work with him.
Let me stop you right there, because women have a real issue with this. We say that we want those mentors in our sons' lives, and we want men to help our boys, our young men, become men. But it is often hard. I know it's hard for me watching my husband train my son into being a man. It's hard for us to back away and allow that process to happen, because it looks very different to us.
Right. Well, and I think we have to be willing to, first of all, recognize where men, what men need when they become a man is respect. That's what they crave. That's what they long for. Moms, we can love on them and nurture them and snuggle them and tell them how cute and lovey-dovey and wonderful they are, and that works great until they hit about 10 or 11.
Yep.
And then, moms, we have to pay attention, because we look at these little boys and we think it's you and me against the world, always going to be us, and then we keep trying to love on them the way we always have. And when they hit that, you know, those hormones start moving in their lives. And I'm telling you, you see it in their face. And you're like, you know,
literally,
there's somebody else in there.
Literally in their face.
Yes. Uh-huh. And when that starts to occur, moms, what I talk about in Moms Raising Sons to Be Men is that if the only coming of man ritual in our culture that we really have is don't be a mama's boy. Mm-hmm. And so if we have these little boys that have been you and me, and it's mama's boy, and we're together, if we don't turn to a woman who respects him as a man when he starts taking on those characteristics, those young man, if we don't find ways to show him respect, And the way we learn that is by asking other men in our life. Become best friends with a wonderful couple, with a husband and wife and a family. Be with them. Can I hang out with you guys? Can we come over on Father's Day? Can I find opportunities to just watch what your family looks like and having your son just see that? And then asking, and the reason I say as a couple, because we don't want to just find another man and just start spending time with him, mm-hmm. and not, you know, because then, right. then what happens, right? It's like,
exactly.
oh, yeah. And so having those opportunities to learn, how do I learn to respect this young man? Because if we just keep loving him, pushes him away. Half these kids that go into gangs, mm-hmm. what do they say? They respect me.
Respect.
I don't get respect.
And I think that's
him.
Really important, Rhonda. And I love that about the book, because, you know, as the mother of a teenage young man, I really, and you and I kind of talked about this the last time we talked off the air, you're really looking for that place of he's no longer, you know, your little boy, your baby boy. He's turning into a young man. And we really almost need not a manual, but we need some guidance on how to help them to make that transition when it's so difficultly hard for them and for us as women, as mothers.
And there's so much in Moms Raising Sons to Be Men that talks to that issue of the adolescence. You know, one of the topics is control freaks raise freaks.
Uh-huh.
The more they start pushing us away, the more we want to control them. And we think if we keep control over them that they'll stay close to us, which in reality, the more we try to control, the more they push us away.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, create a climate in your home where they might fail. They might do something and make a mistake. But where better to have our kids make a mistake than under our loving, watchful eye?
Mm-hmm.
We can teach them how to recover from that mistake. But if we're so controlled over every issue that comes their way, and maybe they get through your home without, you know, stumbling in any direction that's really of much consequence, but then they leave your house ill-equipped to handle the issues of life.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you talked about is looking in the wrong places for that father figure. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think that moms, single moms, what a lot of times what ends up happening is our dating life becomes our let's shop for a new dad for my son life.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so we want to be really wise that that's not what we're doing. We want to... if you are, and let me just add this, if you are dating, know that the person that you're bringing home, if you're letting your son attach himself to this person and become very involved in his life, and then that man's gone, and then you bring another one, and that man's
mm-hmm.
gone, and be careful, moms, because that's kind of what we end up doing, is then these kids get a rejection after rejection after rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though the man you were dating breaks up with you, the son is like, oh, he's rejecting me also.
Mm-hmm.
So be very, very wise in even who you're bringing home in your relationship. But looking to find mentors, what we did even with my son, we had him go to work for a friend of ours. When he was 14 years old, this man was a machinist, and he was meticulous. And my son would go to work for him, and he expected perfection. Now, when my son came home and I gave him chores, they didn't get done up to the standard that Ken had. But Brandon learned a work ethic from working for Ken. Brandon learned respect because Ken would say, good job. And it was a dirty job. These machines they had to clean were filthy and stinky. But it meant something to have someone outside of his family circle say, you're doing well, and no, you didn't do well,
mm-hmm.
and do it better, and go back and do it again. And there were no emotional attachments between Brandon and Ken where Brandon would get angry or, you know, you're just being mean to me. It was like, no, he's my boss, and I want to measure up. And then Brandon earned his own money and was able to buy things, and even that, he has self-respect because he earned this instead of me just, you know, moms, we just want to, you know, especially single moms, we feel bad, work harder, buy him more stuff,
mm-hmm.
and we're not giving him the opportunity to learn even a sense of accomplishment in having to save up for things.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. We've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control, serving central Louisiana and surrounding areas, not only your home, but your business. For a free consultation, the number to phone, 318-448-4000. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. You know what? Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove dents and doubts. McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by author, speaker, and incredible inspiration, Rhonda Stoppy. Her book is called Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. And Rhonda, if I hadn't said it once, you know, I'll say it again and again. It's just an incredible book. And there's so much that has gone into the book, so much of your heart. And I can feel it reading the book. And I know that those that will read it will feel it as well. And there is a lot of scriptural reference that will help women. I want you to talk about, before we've got to let you go, Rhonda, what is the most important thing, especially as we're approaching Father's Day, that you hope that women will take away from not only the book, but this morning's conversation?
Well, the most important thing, if we're talking to specifically single moms, is take your focus off of my poor kid doesn't have a dad in the home. That's not going to get you anywhere. That focus is just going to discourage you, and it's going to discourage your son. If you're throwing out, well, you could do that, but your dad's not here, or mm-hmm. we could afford that if your dad would send money. Stop dwelling on that and look past that to, this is an amazing young man that I have the privilege of pouring into his life, and rather than pouring in bitterness and pouring in, you know, excuses for why our life isn't better, let's look to, I want to learn his character. And Moms Raising Sons to Be Men is full of looking for ways to discover, you know your son well so that you can train him. Spending time with him, some really great opportunities. Have your friends over, his friends over to your house. You want to observe your son in a social setting, let him have his friends over. Put the stuff away that you don't want to get broken. Serve popcorn and root beer if that's all you can afford. But just have his friends over and let his home be a place where he can fellowship while you are there, and observe. And then be able to come alongside of him after the friends are gone. Don't in front of his friends say, you know, hey, that was rude, don't say that. Or, you know, hey, you know better than that. It's like we talked earlier about men need respect. Mm-hmm. His friends need to see you respect him, because if you're shaming your son in front of his friends, that doesn't motivate your son to do anything. Mm. In fact, what that does is it says, let's not hang out at your house anymore because I'm kind of embarrassed for you, dude. Your mom put you down in front of all your friends and we're out of here. Mm-hmm. So finding, you know, I remember pulling my son aside and saying, hey, I want to talk to you about, you know, the way, and here's the other thing, don't pounce on them as soon as their friends are gone. But maybe you say something like, you know, hey, I thought Joe was your friend, and, you know, you were kind of razzing him. Do you think that might have hurt his feelings? You know, and just get mm-hmm. them to kind of converse about things. I think it's just important that we know our sons well. Ask good questions. Moms Raising Sons to Be Men will help you learn how to communicate with your son in a way that it's not a competition to be heard, but you're listening and he's listening. You'll talk in a way that he's listening. Mm-hmm. It's just such a great resource for so many, just how to be a better mom. Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, it will help you impact the moral fiber of the next generation if you're raising a son with integrity. I just think you can discover secrets to living beyond just a status quo life mm-hmm. of just a mom raising a kid to raising above average sons. And it's just full of ideas and insights and stories, mm-hmm. different accounts of moms and single moms. It talks about Timothy and the Bible's mom, Lois, and his grandma Eunice he was a single kid, you know, his single moms raising this boy, and God brought this mentor Timothy into his life. If I could tell a quick story, our son Tony, who I talk about Tony's story in my book, Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, I didn't meet him till he was 15 years old, and my husband was his youth pastor, and he came from a troubled home, and God just put on our hearts that Tony should live with us. And I don't have time to tell the whole story, it's in the book, but Tony's life was transformed just by having a man in his life. Mm-hmm. And I wrote in the book that he wrote on his graduation day a card thanking my husband for being his dad. And we call that his adoption papers, because that was his, you know, precious thank you so much. And he had issues. I remember he's an overachiever. He's a fighter pilot in the Air Force, flies F-22s now. Mm-hmm. And some kids either beat themselves up and destroy themselves when they're, you know, have rejection issues. Some are over-the-top overachievers. And I can remember talking with Tony saying, this is all working for you now, but at some point you're going to have to deal with those issues. And he has. but it's knowing your son well to see, you know, you mentioned your friend's not talking about that his dad's not in his life. He's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you going to give him an opportunity in a healthy environment to talk about it with you, not so that you burst into tears and he has to end up encouraging you, but just being able to talk about what he's struggling with and help him not to become a bitter, angry young man with that.
Absolutely. And this is such a huge dynamic, Rhonda, and that's why we love the book Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, because the conversation and the dialogue is really endless. And what I believe with Moms Raising Sons to Be Men is that it will help not only single moms, but moms in dual families to open up to what we can do. You know, and I love what you said in the book, God chose us.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my son all the time, he chose us to be your parents. He chose me to be your mother. So he entrusted us to be able to do those mm-hmm. things that needed to be done and that need to be done to raise our children to be people that are integrity or young men and women of integrity and honor and to love God. But, you know, it's such a process, and we don't want to leave anybody out in this process, and I think that's why the book is so all-encompassing. But I want you to give people how they can get the book, Rhonda, and how they can connect with you on your website.
Thank you. You can go to rhondastoppe.com, and it's spelled R-H-O-N-D-A. Last name is Stoppe, S-T-O-P-P-E, and also on rhondastoppe.com, you can listen to a couple download messages are on there, and there's just a lot of information. You can follow my blog. You can friend me on Facebook, Rhonda Stoppe Live Deliberately. I like my page. I try to post things, encouraging things there for moms. Mondays for moms, I try to put a blog out or a message or something, so you can follow that as well.
Absolutely. Lots of great resources. The book, once again, Moms Raising Sons to Be Men. Rhonda Stoppe is the author. Rhonda, thank you so much for spending the earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms. If you're 40 years old or older, mammograms at Cabrini Hospital, absolutely free. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving central Louisiana since 1919. And Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. In Bunkie, you can phone 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish. 318-346-6695. You know what? As we're wrapping up this morning's show, talking to an incredible, incredible woman of God, author, encourager, and just one of those people that just brightens the day. Her book, Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, go to her website. Rhonda Stoppy is the author, or you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And it'll take you to her link on her website so that you can get more information. But this is what I wanted to share with you guys before we've got to go today. You know what I decided just during the break? I decided, and I hope that this will resonate with you as well, I decided not to sweat the small stuff. You know what? Life is not perfect. And we are not perfect. And so when you do what you can do,
we have to find a sense of peace with that. Everything you do doesn't necessarily work out just the way that you want it. But what you got to realize is that you have grace for the moment that you're in, for the day that you're in. And if you don't make it at this moment, I believe there will be another opportunity to do what you can do and to do the best that you can do. And when you have done your best, then you can be okay with that. And for many of us who are perfectionist and who beat ourselves up, I know it's a tough concept to receive. But you know what? No matter how things go, do your best and trust that the rest will work out. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe wind down Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAY.